Worthy is the Lamb. Today we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, and we give thanks to Him for our redemption. Jesus shed His blood to redeem us from the bondage of sin. He paid the ultimate price when He died on the cross. And in doing so, He conquered sin, death, and hell. And 3 days after laying His life down, He triumphantly rose again. He is risen. Jesus is alive. At Easter, we rejoice in His resurrection, and we remember all that He did for us. His death is our gain. His resurrection is our redemption. By His blood, our sins are crucified. By His love, we are brought back to life. Lord, we thank You for Your never-ending love for us.
Darkness of man.
the meaning of redemption. Redemption is the act of being saved from sin and evil. The word redemption literally means to gain or regain possession of something in exchange for payment. In the New Testament, redemption refers to both deliverance from sin and freedom from captivity. The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." In His love for us, God gave His only Son, who paid an unspeakable price to rescue and redeem us. And because of Jesus, we are no longer slaves to our past. We are no longer captive to sin. We no longer owe a debt we could never pay. When Jesus died on the cross, He made the complete and final payment for our sin. It is finished. Once and for all, we are free.
Death has lost its hold. We are alive. We believe. This is the truth we know. By His precious blood, salvation's work is done once and for all.
Parables of Redemption. In the Bible, Jesus often spoke in parables to illustrate His message, and it was so important to Him that we understand the meaning of redemption that He gave us three parables on the topic. In His parable of the lost sheep, we read about the shepherd who had a flock of 100 sheep. When he discovers that one of them had wandered off, he leaves the other 99 in the safety of the pasture to go and rescue the one that had gone astray. When the shepherd finds the lost sheep, he puts it on his shoulders and carries it safely back to his flock. He then shares the good news with his friends, and they rejoice together. In the parable of the lost coin, we see a woman who had 10 silver coins, but had lost one. She lights a lamp, she sweeps the floors, and vigorously searches her entire house until she finds it. When she does, she tells her friends and neighbors, and they celebrated with her. And in Jesus' parable of the lost son, we read of a young man who goes to his father seeking his inheritance. After receiving it, the son leaves for a distant land and squanders everything he has in a wild and sinful life. Broken, desperate, ashamed, and hungry, the son returns home to see if his father will take pity on him and hire him as a servant. Not only does his father take him back, he welcomes his son with open arms and celebrates his return. He prepares him a feast. He clothes him with his finest robe and provides fresh sandals for his feet. And in a generous act of love, he places a highly treasured ring on his son's finger. All was forgiven, and the prodigal son was fully restored. In the parables, we see that what had been lost was of great value. Following that loss, a desperate and intensive search begins. And when what had been lost is found, a great celebration takes place. With each story, Jesus illustrated how important the lost are to God. He sees those who are lost as valuable and in need of redemption. And when we are found, when we return to Him, Jesus tells us that a great celebration takes place in heaven. nothing but the blood of Jesus. The only acceptable payment for our sin was the precious blood of Jesus. He laid down his life and suffered the unimaginable pain of crucifixion. He was tortured and tormented. He was mocked and humiliated for us. It was our sin that put him there. It was for our redemption and saving that he came. And as he hung from the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." We can't possibly comprehend what Jesus endured. We can't fully understand all that he went through. But we know why. We know that it was for us. We know that it was because of the overwhelming, never-ending love that he has for you and me. It's hard to understand how he could love us that much. We don't deserve it. We can't fully explain it, but we know it's true. When we look up at the cross, we see his loving kindness. We see the sacrifice that he made. We see his love poured out for you and me. By the blood of Jesus, we are redeemed. Our redemption is a gift greater than any we have ever received or could possibly imagine, and it comes with the promise of eternal life. We could never earn our redemption. We could never pay the price. Only Jesus could. His blood was the only acceptable price, and he poured it out on the cross when he laid down his life. We are redeemed.
Through the door of atonement, justified by his grace, soaking up every moment in this place. No one will be rejected. We are all welcome here. We are safe in this holy atmosphere. Redeemed, we are redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Believe, yes, we believe in the Redeemer of our souls. We are not our own, we are redeemed. We are redeemed. Every seeker who searches enters in through the way. By the blood we are purchased, saved by grace.
Hear the sound of redemption.
Hear the sound of redemption.
Raise your voice to the sky.
Raise your voice to the sky. Wave the banner of mercy lifted high. Redeemed, we are redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Believe, yes, we believe in the Redeemer of our souls. We are not.
We are redeemed.
give it to Jesus. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid our sins upon Jesus, and Jesus stood there on our behalf and took the blame. If you've wandered off and lost your way, Jesus has been pursuing you. If you feel left behind and lost like the silver coin, know that Jesus is sweeping away everything that stands between you and Him. He's lighting the way and pursuing your heart. If, like the prodigal son, you've walked away to find your own path, He's welcoming you back. The Father is waiting for you with open arms. Wherever you find yourself today, call upon the name of Jesus. If your marriage is falling apart, there is healing in His name. If you're a single parent, trust Him. If you're sick and afraid, if you feel abandoned and alone, He is there. There is no place He can't reach you. There is no problem He can't overcome. If you feel like your story is over, if you feel like everyone has given up on you, if you've given up on yourself, know this, God never will. And no matter who you are or what you've done, Jesus knows you, and He loves you more than you can imagine. He is pursuing you at this very moment. Your story isn't over. Give it to Him. Whatever guilt you feel, whatever accusation you face, whatever condemnation you've been living under, give it to Jesus. He knows you, He knows your heart, and He loves you so much that He laid His life down for you. You are free from your past. Redemption is waiting for you. By the precious blood of Jesus and by the power of His name, God can redeem any situation, any circumstance, and every life. He is willing and capable. Give it to Him.
When the hurt is weighing heavy on your shoulders, when the pain feels like hopelessness inside, when your story starts to feel like it is over, and you're defeated and you keep on asking why, give it to Jesus, give it to Jesus. He loves you, He knows just what you need. Give it to Jesus, give it to Jesus. He loves you, just let Him set you free. Give it to Jesus. to Jesus. He loves you with every breath you breathe. Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. He loves you. Just let him set you free. Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus.
We are redeemed. In the book of Isaiah, God says, "Don't fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." For those that have been redeemed, there is no condemnation. If you'd like to experience the freedom that only Jesus can give, pray this simple prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, and I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I lay everything at your feet. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that he died for me, and I believe that he rose again. I ask you, Jesus, to come into my heart. Redeem me from my past. Cover me in your precious blood. Make me new. Wash my sins away and give me new life in you. I am a new person in Christ. The old is washed away, and you are doing a new thing in my life today. My sins are forgiven, and I am yours. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that simple prayer and you believe it in your heart, you are indeed a new person in Christ. Heaven is rejoicing over you at this very moment, and so are we. We hope you'll give us the opportunity to get to know you and that we can be a part of your new life as you get to know Jesus better. We hope you'll join us as we gather to worship every week and as we grow in our relationship with Christ Jesus. He is the risen Savior. There is power in his name. There is power in his blood. We are forgiven and our sins are no more. He has taken all our shame. He has overcome the grave. And his love has brought us back to life. This is the power of redemption. We are redeemed by his blood. Worthy is the Lamb. Join us as we sing.
Flowing from our Savior's side, pouring out his side. Sacrifice, mercy given, with his wounds, always making all things new. There's no power like the blood of Jesus, no other power that can wash us clean. He has
with the blood.